The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, RTÉ is imposing new rules for contractors and staff regarding the gifts they may receive from companies. With this new ruling, any gifts worth over €50 should be declared. So someone gives you a box of chocolates or a bottle of wine, as long as it's not an expensive box of chocolates or an expensive bottle of wine, that's okay. So as long as it's under €50. And any gifts over €100 should be refused. And if an expensive gift is accepted, RTÉ will make it their property. To tell us more about this new policy, I'm joined by Irish Independent journalist Ellen Coyne, who's been writing about it in that paper today. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the regime? What happens?
So RTÉ always had rules about staff accepting gifts, but obviously in the wake of the payments controversy, there was a lot of public anger at what was perceived to be a kind of gravy train where certain presenters were getting a lot of gifts for free, including the use of €70,000 brand new SUVs. So the station said that it was going to crack down, first of all, on these brand deals that people were getting into and the free gifts that they were accepting. So yesterday, Kevin Backer sent an email to staff. He clarified that there would be a new form that people would be required to fill in if they accepted a gift between €50 and €100. And RTÉ clarified these new thresholds, as you explained there, that gifts between €50 and €100 should be declared, and a gift over €100 actually shouldn't be accepted at all. And if it is, it becomes the property of RTÉ.
Okay, so if a gift over €100, say a very expensive bottle of Dom Perignon champagne or something, arrives on somebody's desk, it becomes the property of RTÉ.
Yeah, and I think I'd be
so
very
who drinks
intrigued.
It? The DG?
I think that's a good question. Like, are we going to end up with this room in RTÉ that has top of the line makeup, gym gear, all of the stuff that's kind of given to presenters in this new era of presenters / influencers? And I suppose RTÉ will have to be very conscientious about what it does with those gifts, because obviously it's under a huge amount of scrutiny at the moment. But I think that this is actually going to be quite a difficult rule to implement, because we live in an era where maybe some of the younger presenters, maybe the people that you might find on 2FM, they exist obviously as publicly funded broadcasters, but they also have parallel careers on social media. And I gave an example to the RTÉ press office yesterday saying, you know, if someone gets very expensive makeup sent to them by a brand who are hoping that the presenter will feature it on their Instagram for free and give that brand some advertising, is that going to become the property of RTÉ? And RTÉ said yes. So I think that you're probably going to have a lot of disgruntlement.
Will the DG be wearing the makeup?
I'd be interested to see where it's going to go. I'm sure RTÉ would be hyper conscious of trying to be ultra virtuous with whatever the proceeds of these gifts are.
Now, there is a small caveat in this. And that is, for example, if someone does very small number of items per week with RTÉ, and where RTÉ might not be their main bread and butter, there might be different rules that apply.
Yes, and you can also get out of it if you have gone to your RTÉ line manager in Montrose and asked for permission to get into a specific brand deal with a certain group or organization, and you get some of their products for free during that, as long as you've got permission, that's okay. But we knew in the wake of the payments controversy, there was a lot of focus on these like very lucrative sponsorship deals where some presenters were nearly getting like extensions done on their houses for free through brand deals, that there was a lot of public anger about it. And it emerged that the rules were a little bit loosey-goosey, and some presenters weren't actually getting permission before they went into these brand deals that they're earning money for.
I mean, the key to getting permission would be that if RTÉ management knows that someone's in bed with a particular brand, if they attempt to push that brand on an RTÉ program, then RTÉ would know and take action. Isn't that's the theory? If people fess up to their arrangement. If, on the other hand, people don't fess up to the arrangement and are pushing that brand on an RTÉ show, well, that would be unethical.
Exactly. And I think the other issue is that the proceeds of these brand deals going to individuals and not actually to the cash-strapped public broadcaster. And we saw instances last year where someone might have had a deal with a porridge company and they were using an RTÉ breakfast studio to flog that, but they were getting all the proceeds themselves. It wasn't advertising that RTÉ was benefiting from. Or someone who was a brand ambassador for a car and was filming promotional videos about how marvellous his car was in the RTÉ car park with RTÉ branding in the background. People will argue, you know, we live in an era where people people are already social media influencers before they might get hired as to be RTE presenters to bring that young audience with them.
Yeah.
But at the other side, people would say that there's RTE presenters who we are paying for through the license fee who are getting a better and bigger platform that they're turning into a private commercial stream. It's the whole thing again about the clash between commercial business and publicly funded business and how RTE sits in that. So while this rule obviously shows that RTE is paying attention to the things that really annoy the public and this sense of a gravy train for certain presenters, I think this is actually not going to be that straightforward, and it might be quite a difficult rule to implement.
I mean, there is another issue that springs to my mind, that RTE themselves do deals, sponsorship deals and so on. So, for example, on The Late Late Show, a trip to New York with Aer Lingus, for example. And therefore, you have Paddy Kilty being asked to push Aer Lingus. Do you know? He is being asked to use his persona to flog Aer Lingus or whoever the sponsor might be, whether it's Renault Cars or whoever it might be. It could be Penny's, it could be any company you can imagine. And they're asking their presenters to push their sponsors without any reward to the presenters for their body image being used in that regard.
And I think that gets to the heart of it, because brands don't want their products on RTE. They want it to be associated, as you said, with someone like Patrick Keelty. And I suppose the reason we're having this conversation today, Pat, goes all the way back to an issue that came from a brand deal where, a car company wanted a former Late Late Show presenter, Ryan Tuberty, to be really closely associated with their brand. So they're going for the individual. They're not going for the broadcaster. And we live in an era where, presenters have income streams outside of the work that they do for RTE. And that's what the brand want. They want to be on your Instagram account. They don't necessarily care if they're on your 2FM program. So I think it's going to be a very difficult one, maybe for agents to navigate and for some people in corporate communications. I think this could really dramatically change the way that influencers work in Ireland.
Yeah, I'm just wondering too about, you mentioned it earlier, that people who maybe had a life outside and then RTE perceived them to have a value for broadcasting purposes and recruited them. I have a feeling the two Johnnies might be a case in point. And then to tell the two Johnnies, guys, the income stream that you have outside, whatever commercial arrangements you've had long before you came to RTE, sorry, you can't have them anymore.
Exactly. And the thing about the way that broadcasting works now, people like the two Johnnies, who do bring a much younger and desperately needed younger audience to 2FM, they still have their private podcast that they do outside of RTE, which probably might actually be more lucrative than the work that they do for the publicly funded broadcaster. And I'm sure that if they wanted to, they'd be well able to make plenty of money from private Instagram-ish sponsorship deals as well. So this actually might be, people were always talking about the salary caps and the effect that might have on talent retention. For a station like 2FM, these actually could have a huge impact on trying to retain and hold on to talent, because if you were a broadcaster for a commercial radio station, you wouldn't have half as much attention on the brand deals that you run on your Instagram, which might actually earn you more money than your day job.
I'm wondering too about people appearing on TV shows, particularly, it doesn't apply to radio, although most radio stations do stream their output, but wearing logos, wearing t-shirts with branding on them. And what happens in those situations? Will they tell them, take off that t-shirt, or you don't go on, or do they tape over the t-shirt?
Well, this did actually come up last year as well with the Sunday Game, because it turned out that some former GAA stars who were being brought on as pundits had deals with suit companies, like people who might kit people out for the All-Stars or whatever. But they would post on the Sunday Game set wearing that suit and post that on Instagram. So they were kind of using RTE as an advertiser for the clothing brand, and they got in trouble for that as well. So there probably is a sense of trying to close the door after the horse has bolted, because the way that, marketing is done now, the way that people use high profile individuals to sell products has totally changed. And I get the sense that RTE is desperately trying to catch up, and it might be trying to catch up a little bit too late.
All right, Ellen Cohen, a journalist with the Irish Independent, is writing about it in today's paper. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.